You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM here on this Monday, February 12th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And we have a couple of guests in today, but first we're going to start with Steve Vidine from the Crookston Gun Club. And well, Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
And so what are we talking about today?
Well, we got a couple of issues to talk about. The first one is going to be our family fun night for the awards banquet up at the Eagles on the 24th. We have a social at 6, a dinner at 6:30. We'll be drawing for door prizes and so on throughout the evening. And the other thing we have is the DNR Hunter Safety Program coming up. We actually have three classes scheduled for the summer. The first class starts in May, and that's on the 7th, and that's a classroom version of it. So the kids are required to be there 12 hours in the class and then a 6-hour field day. The next one we have coming up is August 3rd. And that's for the online students only. So the kids can take the class online. And I confirmed it with DNR this morning. They have to be older than 16 to do a virtual field day. Other than that, they have to be in person at a range. So anything from 11 to 16, you have to go to a range to get your in-person field day. The next class we have coming up is August 20th. And that there again, that's a classroom one. And the field day for that is on August 31st. So it's all done with before any of the hunting season opens up. Son of a gun. But there are some conditions that a lot of people don't realize, and I had a phone call the other day from a lady that had taken her class in, I believe it was Idaho, and she didn't think her certificate was valid in Minnesota. Hunter safety certificates are valid in all 50 states. So if you got yours and you want to go hunting and you got yours in Idaho, you can still come and hunt in Minnesota with your certificate. And one of the things we like to tell the kids is that when you go through the class and you get your certificate for the class, print up more than one, because their average student is, they can't be in unless they're 11 years old. So from 11 and up, there is no upper age limit. A lot of times we'll have the 11, 12-year-old students come in, and usually, as a habit, it's mom that brings the kids in. It's usually mom that doesn't have her certificate. So our advice to the moms, fill out the sheet. Class is free. And get it handled so you can be safe in the home with your firearms. And that's what the whole thing is about, safety. And our high school and college trap teams shoot for the Minnesota Clay Target League. Fisher and Climax do too. They shoot at the club. There has been no accidents. And last year that started in 2004. Last year we had over 18,000 shooters. It's one heck of a track record.
Yeah, very impressive.
So, guns are fine and guns are safe as long as the people handle them correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there's some safety training coming up this late spring and into the summer. And then there's also the Family Fun Night and Awards Banquet. That's coming up later this month. So let's talk about the Fun Night and Awards Banquet a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, that's the Awards Banquet is primarily for those who did league shooting in the summer. And we have some very good trap shooters in the college and high school leagues. We like to acknowledge them. Meal is there. Unfortunately, we're going to have a limited amount of meal tickets available at the door. We just had our board meeting last night, and so that's kind of what we decided on doing. You can buy meal tickets, and we're going to have pork prime rib or walleye, and you can get them at the old print shop. You can go to Scott's True Value and get tickets. You can call me or any of the board members and get tickets. So, and there again, it's $30 for the meal, $25 for those under 18. And yeah, we're going to have door prizes and that type of fun stuff.
Sounds like a really fun event.
It is, and it's a celebration of last summer. It really, and they can say what they want about the youth nowadays, but there isn't any one of those kids I would not be afraid to go hunting with them or go shooting with them. Not one of them. They're all just fantastic kids. So.
And that probably ties into that safety, those safety classes that are coming up as well.
This is true. This is true. It's everything is incorporated together, and so we have a good class. We're allowing we usually run up to 36 kids per class, and that's due to the fact of safety ratio and size of the classroom. So we can have up to 60 people in the classroom. But with the time you get instructors and parents, and that 60 number gets hit pretty quick. So
again, that'll be on the Fun Night and the Awards Banquet. That's going to be on the 24th. How long do people have to buy the tickets?
Sooner the better.
Okay.
And they're getting the number this morning. We had to pick a number last night as to what we were going to guarantee the Eagles to serve. So we have a few left, so the sooner the better.
And again, those places that people can pick up those tickets at?
Yale Print Shop, Scott's True Value, and any of the board members.
And then again, safety training is coming up in May and some other dates as well. There was the online-only class, too, so let's
May
hit those
August
dates again.
Is the 2 months that we hit the hardest. And the May class, the thing that a lot of people have to realize is that if they do not have this firearm safety certificate, they cannot shoot high school trap or college trap. Unfortunately, the league is going to start before we have our class. I know that traditionally Fisher does a classroom in the school, the instructors over there. So I would be aware of that. The other thing is that the Minnesota Clay Target League offers their own safety program. Unfortunately, that program does not relate into buying a hunting license later on. So by doing the DNR one, now you're assured the fact that you can buy a hunting license and go hunting. And the other reason for that, now they've changed the rules and regulations a lot. Prior to, I think it was about 6-7 years ago, you did not need a firearm safety certificate to go bow hunting. Now you do.
So another big change.
things are changing and they're wanting to get control.
So how can people register for those safety training classes?
They can either call me and that's, or go online. If they call me, the number is 218-289-2115, or they can go to steveviedine@yahoo.com. And if you forget those numbers, you can go to the DNR website, go to firearm safety training, find a class, click on that, and it'll bring all my information up, and you can register that way.
Any final thoughts, either on either two topics or the gun club as a whole?
Gun club as a whole?
Things going well?
Huh?
Things going well?
They are, and this winter has been completely insane because normally we would not be able to get into the club. I drove out there yesterday.
Yeah.
So it is very usable. So, and we have other events coming up at the club, so that's, those are in the future, and we'll post them as we get closer to them.
And I'm sure we'll have you on Valley Talk later on to discuss those events.
It's possible.
And, yeah, I suppose so. So, Steve, well, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program with that safety training coming up in the spring and the summer, and then a family fun night and the awards banquet on the 24th, and get those tickets soon.
That's right.
All right, so that was Steve Viedine from the Crookston Gun Club, as now we transition to Marsha Haglund talking about Girl Scout cookies.
Yes, good morning, and thank you, Steve, for sharing the time.
So with the Girl Scout cookies, well, firstly, what kind of cookies do we have? Where are they selling them at? And where does the money go towards?
Okay, all good questions. So Girl Scout cookies in the Girl Scouts Dakota Horizon, which is the council that the Crookston girls are in, we start selling today, February 12th. We have cookies in hand, so you run into someone with Girl Scouts, they should have them. If not, they have the order form. All the girls do an online thing where they get a code and an email. You can go order online. Place your order through their website or their web link, it's called, and then they can deliver them to you. Or if you live out of state and you still want cookies from this certain girl, they can be mailed to you through that link, through the credit card. All the girls have an app, or the parents actually have an app on their phone, that if they walk up to you and you want to buy them, and you can use your credit card, which is a huge enhancement for Girl Scouts. COVID gave that to us, so thank you. It's wonderful opportunities for the girls. The girls raise money to do a variety of different things. In Crookston, the 8 Crookston girls, they chose one of their activities is they want to go to the Can-Ed Inn swimming park and then a pizza party afterwards. So their goal is 100 boxes per girl in order to qualify to go to that. The 9th girl we have, she's a cadet, and she's called an individually registered girl. She's raising money because we are actually going to Savannah, Georgia in June of 2025. So her cookie proceeds that she earns are going to go towards that. Along with earning it's called dough bucks that they earn to do things. And the troop also earns a little bit of money on top of it, but they earn prizes too. So that's the axolotl is this year's mascot. So all the prizes correspond with the axolotl, the different things. It's a huge, huge list. So with the girls, we have the cookies haven't changed this year. They are the same as last year. Some may remember that there was a raspberry rally last year that there were some issues with. The council is not selling them this year at all. So we just have our basic cookies. We have the one that they started back in shortly after 1912, Juliet Gordon Lowe, when she started Girl Scouts, they wanted to do some fundraising and some stuff. So they started with the trefoils, which is the shortbread cookie, way back then. And then throughout the course of the years, they added the thin mints, the tagalongs, or otherwise known as peanut butter patties, the Samoyas, or the caramel delights. I say both names because in the United States, there's little brownie bakers, which Girl Scouts Dakota Horizon has as their baker, but there is also ABC Bakers. And they're the only two outfits that are allowed to make the cookies for Girl Scouts. So that's why the names are a little different. But the concept and the cookie is still right there. Along with that, then they added in the Do-Si-Dos, which are like a peanut butter sandwich. And then some of the ones that they've added after the years, we've got Lemon Ups, which is a lemony shortbread type cookie with a glaze on the bottom. A couple of years ago, they added the Adventurefuls, which is a brownie bite with caramel on it with some sea salt toppings. And then they added the S'mores, which is two like shortbread Grammy type crackers with marshmallow and chocolate in the middle. And then they've got the gluten-free Toffee-tastic cookie for those that need that. So in all retrospect, there's 9 of them that they have access to. Pricing, the Toffee-tastic and the S'mores are $6. All the rest are $5. Our rates haven't raised in a few years now, which is a good thing to keep it real feasible for people to purchase. They have that $5 bill in their pocket or whatever, and the girls come up to them. The girls do, like I said, they sell individually wherever they go through their websites and that. But we also do what's called cookie booths, where the troops get together to sell the cookies. Our first one is this Saturday at Scott's True Value from 10 to noon. There's a second one at Hugo's on Sunday the 18th from 10 a.m. to 12:30, 1 o'clock, depending on how business goes. And if you're ever looking for cookies and you're like, where can I find some? There is actually a cookie finder app that you can download on your phone, put in the zip code of what you're around, and they will tell you if there's any booths in the area. Because we do have to register all of our cookie booths for that. Our IRG girl will be doing a cookie booth in Fisher on this Wednesday the 14th by the American Legion too. So that's another place. We have a few more down the line, but they're not totally established as to where and what time yet. But they're out there. And unless fails, you can always reach out to me. My name is Marsha. My phone number is 218-289-1489, and I will get you in touch with a girl that can be able to come over and sell you some cookies.
How long will you guys be selling the cookies?
We sell cookies from today, February 12th, through March 25th, and then they will be done after that time frame. So it's a whole month of the girls. They get out there and sell. They earn badges with it. They set their goals. They set personal goals, money transactions, how to sell, how to talk to people. They do follow the rules. They can't go into someone's house alone, and they can't do this, and they have to follow. If the building says no selling, they can't go in and walk on the doors and stuff like that. So, but you'll see them around. Some have wagons, some have carts. It's amazing what they come up with and what they do to sell their cookies.
And it's not just about the cookies, it's about learning life lessons for the girls too.
Yes, it's the life lessons of the badges they earn with it, of the sales and the, how to set the goal, how to make this, how to do that, talking to the people, trying to become that entrepreneur. Because as you get older, there's other ways where you can, sell your cookies, go into the businesses and say, hey, you want to appreciate your employees? How about buying some cookies from us? And they go, because they sell lots of cookies throughout the area. Even with just the small little girls, a small number of girls is what I meant.
So. Yeah, so you're able to find one of the Girl Scouts, and you're able to buy from them directly.
Yes.
There's the app too.
That just tells you where to find the booths, but the girls themselves do have. It's called Digital Cookie. They make an online store that they can send out the email link that's attached to it, and you can go in through their store to buy cookies, and then they'll deliver them to you. Or if I walk up and sell you cookies in person, I can upload that app and I can use your credit card to purchase those cookies.
So that's pretty efficient.
Yes, it's a wonderful enhancement that they've done for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And then again, where are those booths going to be at least this upcoming weekend?
Yep, this week at the Fisher this Thursday, or excuse me, Wednesday the 14th, Fisher, 5:30 to 7. Saturday, 10 to noon at Scott's True Value Hardware, and Hugo's on Sunday the 18th from 10 to either 12:30 or 1.
Have any more information about this or any final thoughts?
Not necessarily about the cookies. This is the biggest fundraiser that they do throughout the course of the year to earn the stuff. And besides the goals, prizes that they do, the profits that the troop make also pays for the badges and the supplies and the stuff like that that they do. That way it doesn't all have to come out of the parents' pockets to have fun in the troop.
Goes to, it's a great cause.
It does. It does. Because you think $5, how much does the girls actually get? I mean, the troop gets 55 cents, the council gets however much, the girls get the prizes, the dough bucks, and I think the council, last I knew, paid like $1 a box to the distributor, so it's, a lot of it stays local with that, because then the council uses it to put on local events, like they do a Cookie University, which is usually all over the council. Ours closest one is Grand Forks. The next one would have been Fargo, where they go and they do the activities and stuff and learn about the cookies and make the prizes and that. In Crookston, we did one of our own. We didn't go to the actual university. We had our own little gathering where they made some stuff. So that's all about the fun and learning and growing up and enhancement. So
yeah, so a great thing coming up this week and throughout the rest of the month and Correct. Into March as well. It's a final date for
March 25th.
All right, so quite a bit of time for people to get out and go get some cookies.
Very much so, and they freeze very well. Put them in your freezer, and I mean, if you want to look up line the recipes you can get with the cookies, it's amazing. I've got a ton of them in my little binder here, but the latest one was some kind of a green mint dip where you dipped your mint cookies into them. So you wouldn't you have liked that, Steve, back when you were helping with Girl Scouts?
And you think I'm big? No.
Yeah. So we'll be around for about the next month and a half.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Marcia, for joining us, talking about those Girl Scout cookies.
Thank
Best
you.
Of luck to all the girls out there selling the cookies.
Thank you.
And again, thank you, Steve, for joining us on part of the Crookston Gun Club.
You bet.
So that was Steve Vidin from the Crookston Gun Club and Marcia Haglund talking about Girl Scout cookies here on today's Valley Talk program.